Got something the Lord's been dealing with me about, and let's read the scripture and then we'll get into it. Look at Acts chapter 20, verse 7. When you get there, say amen.
Amen.
If you ain't there, say hold on, preacher. Amen. Everybody's there. Verse 7. And upon the first day of the week, when the disciples came together to break bread, Paul preached unto them, ready to depart on the morrow, and continued his speech until midnight. In other words, Paul started preaching and preached till midnight.
Amen.
Ain't y'all glad y'all ain't got a long-winded preacher?
Yeah.
Amen. And there were many lights in the upper chamber where they were gathered together, and there sat in a window a certain young man named Eutychus, being fallen into a deep sleep, and as Paul was long preaching, he sunk down with sleep and fell down from the third loft and was taken up dead.
Wow.
And Paul went down and fell on him and embraced him, embracing him, said, "Trouble not yourselves, for his life is in him." When he therefore was come up again and had broken bread and eaten and talked a long while, till the breaking of day, so he departed. And they brought the young man alive and were not a little comforted. Lord, we love you. You in Jesus' name, and we thank you, God, for the singing, for the beautiful songs, God. Thank you, God, for each one that's come this way this morning. God, and I pray, God, you just help us right now, Lord, as we try to preach. God, speak to each heart. Speak to each every individual in this church, God. If there's one that's lost, God, through this message, that need to be saved. Help them to get on an altar. But God, this message is mostly to the church this morning. And God, I ask your hand to be upon us right now, God. And whatever's done, we'll praise you. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated. Me and Preacher Mike Haynes was talking several years ago, and we've got to talking, and he and I talk a lot, and we were mentioning something, and I said something about this scripture, and Preacher Mike said, "Do you know why Eutychus fell out of the window?" I said, "Why?" And this is so simple. He said, "Because he was leaning that way." I want to preach a little while on why Eutychus fell out the window. Now we can put all kind of spiritual eyes on this, but you know, you always fall the way you leaning. He could have very easily fell in. David said something last week in Sunday school, and I guess that's why my mind kind of started going this way. How was it you said, David, about when you may have a failure, fail forward? Yeah, if you're going to have, and we all fail, we all make mistakes, we all mess up. Hey, when you fall or when you fail, have a failure, fall forward.
Amen.
Eutychus could have very, Brother Ronnie, Eutychus could have fell back into the window, but he didn't. He fell the way he was leaning.
Amen.
It don't matter why you fall. Maybe somebody upset you. Somebody licked the red off of your candy. Maybe somebody got your pew. Maybe somebody got your parking space. Mate, whatever the reason was, you're going to fall the way you leaning. How many people have we known throughout the years that used to be in church and they're not in church now, and it was because maybe somebody said something to them, or the preacher said something to them, or one of the deacons said something to them, and they fell out of church. You know what they done? They fell the way they were leaning. In other words, they were already leaning that way.
Amen. Wow.
I just want you to notice just a few things this morning. He was sitting in a dangerous space. The Bible says in verse 9, and he sat in a window, a certain young man named Eutychus. He was sitting in a place between two worlds. He was half in and half out. How many today are trying to live with one foot in the door and one foot in the world? How many today, they just going through the motions? They come to church because that's the thing to do. They show up at church because they don't want the preacher to call them. They show up to church because they don't want the deacon to call them. They show up to church because they want a perfect attendance pin. But I'm just telling you, hey, it's one. Brother Melvin said something. Brother Melvin said this morning about that Bible right there. He said, "I can tote this Bible all I wanted to, but that ain't going to save me." I said, "Yeah, but when what's in the Bible gets inside of you, there's a change being made."
Amen.
There's a lot of folks sitting between two worlds today. Eutychus was sitting in a place. He was also sitting in a place with no support. Most of y'all realize that you ain't supposed to sit in windows. Windows are not made to support weight. When you lean on the wrong thing spiritually, you're going to fall. No support when you miss church. No support when you start letting the things of the world take the place of the church. He was sitting in a place of no support. And how many of us today, if we're leaning on things that spiritually one hill of beans different? When we ought to be leaning on church, we ought to be leaning on church attendance, we ought to be leaning on Sunday school, we ought to be leaning on our prayer life and on what the Bible tells us to be leaning on. Thought about this, I got thinking about preacher Jacob Berry. He was sitting on a place that was close to the edge. Preacher Jacob Berry preaches a message, and he's preached it here one time over the years. He'll take he's got a piece of plywood, and he's got this piece of plywood, and he's got a microphone mounted on that plywood, and he's got little bitty hands in a wheelchair, and he takes a coin, Brother Robert, and he puts it in the palm of his hand, and he preaches living on the fingertips of God. He preaches the whole sermon. He said, when you're in the palm of God's hand, you ain't got to worry about it. That hand can shake, but you're still right there. That hand can move, you're still right there. And that hand's right there. And if something happens, God can close that hand up, and you'll be right there. But when you're living on the fingertips, when you're living on the edge, and that's where Eutychus was at. He was living on the edge, and all it took was just a little lean, and he was gone. How many people are living on the edge this morning? How many Christians are living on the edge this morning? There's people in church this morning that won't be in church tonight. There's people in church this morning that won't be in church Sunday night. There's people in church this morning that won't be in church next week this time. Why? Because they're living on the edge, and all it's going to take, Alan, is one little thing. Amen. And they're gone. Why? Because they're leaning that way. He was sitting in a dangerous place. He was fighting a dangerous sleep. When the Bible's talking about sleep, I believe this kind of represents spiritual dullness. He was getting numb to the truth. Not reading the Bible like you need to read the Bible. Not studying like you used to study. You know, let's just be honest. And I've said it. David said it. Chucky said it. Skip said it. Tony said it. We've all said it. Hey, when you don't have to teach Sunday school and you don't have to preach and you don't have to study like you need to, you don't do it. And if we ain't careful, we got folks that used to stand and teach Sunday school. We got folks that used to be faithful to God. And now they're not doing the things, Brother Robert, that they used to once do. And they're getting dull. They're getting into spiritual dullness, hearing the preaching but not responding to the preaching. Let me go ahead and tell you something, folks. When a preacher gets up and preaches the word and you hear the word and you are convicted by the word and you just sit there and grip that pew and you don't move, guess what? You start to get spiritually dull. He was fighting a dangerous sleep. You ever notice how sometimes sleep comes slow? Me and Jackie was talking about this morning. You know, it seems like when I'm going, Brother Robert, and you probably the same way. Kevin, when I'm going, I can just keep on going, Greg. Amen. I can go for hours and hours and hours and hours. But if I ever sit down, it's over. Some of y'all old people say amen.
Amen.
Oh, I can go. I mean, I can go for 12, 24 hours, Wes. I can keep going. Me and Jackie was talking about this morning. I remember when we had a single wide and we got a double wide and they moved it over and they were going to let me take stuff out and put it in it up. I went for almost 40 hours without sleep. See, when you're engaged, when you're engaged, you can stay awake. When you're engaged in church, when you look forward to Sunday morning, when you look forward to Sunday school, when you look forward to Sunday night service, when you look forward to Wednesday night service, when you look forward to Master's Men and Ladies Auxiliary and all these other things, you're engaged in. Hey, that's when you can fight that sleep that's going to come on. And I'm telling you right now, the devil's going to do his very best to make you have that sleep. Most don't fall into sin suddenly. They drift into it real slow. Yeah. I remember telling about the guy I invited to church one time. Some of y'all have heard this story. Some of y'all haven't. I invited this guy to church one time. He said, I haven't been to church in 30 years. He said, I used to be faithful. He said, I went to South Avenue. I said, what happened? He said, I went to church one afternoon. He said, when I walked into church for choir practice, the choir was packed. No room. He said, and that's where it started. Satan said, see, they don't need you. He said, after that, I started missing Wednesday night services. And then I started missing Sunday night services. And then I started going to church on Sunday morning just occasionally. He said, the next thing I know, it's 30 years later, and I ain't been to church in 30 years. Which way you leaning this morning? Which way you leaning this morning? See, he was leaning in the wrong direction. He was leaning outward. Gravity always pulls in the way we're leaning. Which way are you leaning this morning? Is all it's going to take is one sermon from the preacher and you're going to be out. Is all it's going to take is one of the deacons kind of rebuking you for some kind of little thing and you're going to be out. Which way are you leaning this morning? I want to do like David. I want to say, hey, if I'm going to have a failure, I'm falling in, glory to God. Hey, if I'm going to be Eutychus, if I want to lean on the inside. See, what happens is he got sleepy, Brother Robert, and instead of leaning in and listening to the preacher, Mike, he started leaning out. Which way are you leaning this morning? See, we're going to always fall the way you're leaning. See, I believe if you study this out, and I believe if we get kind of add this to a spiritual context, his heart was probably already leaning out. The Bible says in verse 9, and there sat in the window a certain young man named Eutychus, being fallen into a deep sleep. And as Paul was long preaching, he slunk down with sleep. Which state of sleep are you in? You don't go into a deep REM sleep right off the bat. It takes a little stages, Brother Tony. It takes a little while to get into that part. You don't fall out of church all of a sudden. Nobody does that. But what we got to do, we got to take an account this morning of which way am I leaning? Was I more faithful to church last year than I am now? Was I more faithful to my Bible reading last year than I am now? Was I more faithful to God's house last year than I am now? See, the fall followed the lean. The fall, I'm going to say that one more. The fall followed the lean. He was leaning that way, and he fell. Now listen to this. This when I got studying this kind of hit me hard. The fall was sudden, but the lean was gradual. Listen to me now. The fall was sudden, but the lean was gradual. Everybody saw the fall, but nobody saw the lean. In other words, there was just enough, Brother Tony. There was just enough of him hanging in the window that everybody saw him. Maybe they was concentrating on Paul and didn't have a chance to look at him. Maybe they was concentrating on the message and didn't have a chance. Hey, but when he fell out of that window, everybody knew it.
Come on, preacher.
How many times you been in church and somebody say, you seen Skip lately?
Go ahead, preacher.
No, I ain't seen Skip lately. See, my wife's bad for this. My wife say, well, so-and-so at church. I say, yeah. I say, maybe they missed that this Sunday or one Sunday. When's the last time you looked around and you noticed somebody wasn't as faithful as they was? Let's don't wait for the fall.
Amen.
Let's get them into lean. Amen. That's when we can get. If somebody, Brother Tony, would have just went up and said, hey, Eutychus, wake up. But nobody did. Next thing you know, he's laying on the floor three stories down, dead. Nobody noticed the lean. And see, you got to understand, the fall was the final step. It was the last step of the lean. This is how spiritually people fall all the time. I mean, it's gradual, and if we're not careful, we'll miss it until the fall. I don't want to be that way. And David said something in Sunday school this morning, and I put a challenge out to the church just a few months ago about how this time next year, hey, if we'll just get one person, our church can double in size. But guess what? I don't want to win one person and lose three.
Amen.
That's not how you grow a church. I want to just make sure if I see Brother Tommy leaning, I want to contact Brother Tommy. If I see Wes leaning, I'm going to contact Wes. If you see the preacher leaning, why don't you contact the preacher? What we need to do is contact those that's leaning so they don't have a fall. Amen. Think about this. The fall was a lot worse, Kevin, than what they expected. He died. He died. It was a long way down. I got a friend of mine, and I'm not going to call any names, but several years ago, this guy was in church. This guy was doing a great job in church. I mean a great job. Teaching Sunday school and working in the church and doing a great job. And something happened, and I'm not going to get into too much detail. Something happened, and he fell out of church. I went by to see him. I'm all right. I'm all right. It's going to be okay. Well, he didn't come back. But in a span of about 6 months, he was already drinking. In a span of a little more than that, he had already started going back doing drugs, running with the crowd he used to run with. Wasn't too long after that, he lost everything he had. Everything. Nobody, well, I'm going to be all right. That's what Eutychus thought. The fall is always a lot worse than what you think it will be. So which way are you leaning? Which way are you leaning? Now listen. I read this scripture so many times, I can't tell you how many. I never saw this, Jackie. Thank God somebody went down to where he was at. The Bible says that Paul quit preaching, went down to where he was at. Paul didn't just keep on preaching. Paul didn't just say, well, he ought to have been listening. Paul didn't say, well, he was leaning that way. Paul didn't say, well, he got what he deserved. Paul didn't keep on preaching. Paul got up. Paul goes down. Now study what you look at what your Bible says. The Bible says that he embraced him. In other words, Paul went down there to where he was at, all the way down to where he was at, got down on it, and it picked him up and embraced him and loved on him. What we ought to be doing, folks, is loving on those that's not here, loving on those that's already fed. Hey, don't say they got what they deserve. Don't say they knew what was going to happen. Don't say all kind of stuff like that. Go down to where they're at. Love on them. Get them back in. Hey, he went down and embraced him. He said, don't worry about it. His life's in him. He picked him up. They took him back upstairs, glory to God, and Paul kept on preaching. Amen. Aren't you glad somebody loved you enough that when you had the fall, they came down from heaven, and his name was Jesus, and he loved you enough that he said, I'm going to embrace you. I'm going to love you. Hey, Paul embraced him, Brother Robert, before life ever came back into him. Aren't you glad? For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish and have everlasting life. But God commended his love towards us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Somebody loved him back. His life was returned. And what kind of lesson do we have in this? Watch where you sit. Watch where you sit. Because you don't know how close to the edge you might be. Be careful with the sleep. Because we all get dull if we ain't careful. We all get dull. And be careful which way you lean. Because I promise you, if you fall, you're going to lean. You're going to fall the way you're leaning. Amen. I'm going to tell you something. I've been saved a long time. God's allowed me to pastor this church. I'm on my 26th year. Amen. Thank God. But I'm still going to make mistakes. And I'm going to fail. But like David said in Sunday school, I'm going to fail forward. Come on, Come on. Amen. If I fall, I'm going to fall going the right way. He said, preacher, you already got a made up mind like that? Yes, I do. I'm going to tell you, look up here. I'm going to heaven. Amen. I'm going to heaven. And if I get knocked down, I'm getting back up. If I fall down, I'm getting back up. If the devil gets in my mind and the devil tries to tell me, you need to quit, I believe I got some friends in this church. They ain't going to let me lean that way. I'm just going to tell you, Melvin, if I see you leaning, I'm coming to you. Skip, if I see you leaning, I'm coming to you. And I hope you'll do the same thing for me. But folks, let me ask you a question right now. Where are you sitting? Which way are you leaning this morning? Is church the same as it used to be to you? We got folks in this building right now, used to be faithful to Master's Men. Now not so much. Used to be faithful to Ladies Auxiliary. Now not so much. And to all the other arms of the church. And why? Why? Have we gotten a little sleepy on some of the things of the church? Which way are you leaning this morning? I'm going to ask Brother Robert to come get us a song.